right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. 5:40 a.m. WAUK on the dial. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you remember, Evan, when Republicans were talking about the death panels?
Yeah. Oh, it's too well.
Yeah. And they were going to make decisions that your granny might not make it. She was not going to get. You know, was that under Barack Obama?
Yes, it was. And if you suck some of the political turbulence out of those words, death panels, what they're talking about is triage. They're talking about medical professionals lacking staff, lacking resources, to where they have to decide who is most likely to benefit from the resources that they have, right? You only have two beds. You have three people that are going to die. You take the two that have the best chances. That's what we're talking about here.
Well, that's what they're talking about right now.
Yeah, yeah.
In Oregon and other hospitals. Hospitals in Oregon were giving new interim guidelines to help them decide which patients should receive life-saving care after a surge of COVID-19 cases put a strain on the healthcare system. That is not just Oregon, that's all over this nation. Mm-hmm. Hospitals are being stretched thin by the new wave of COVID-19 infections from the fast-spreading Omicron variant. They're facing a shortage of beds, staff, and medical equipment. Currently, there are only 42 adult intensive care unit beds available in the entire state. Try to envision that. An entire state as big as the state of Oregon, there are only 42 beds. And this was yesterday, so by today, that 40, it could be down to zero.
Yeah.
The adult non-ICU beds are at 95% capacity, the Oregon Health Authority said.
You know what's crazy, Earl? Just before you go on, what's really wild is how this relates very closely to what we were talking about with education, about an institution that lacks the manpower and the resources to fulfill its duties. So it's been stripped down to its essential parts, you know, to operate on a paper-thin budget, to just keep everything moving along. And anytime there's any additional stress added, you start to see these cracks form.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're right, but the thing is, they can understand the hospitals and forgive the hospitals, but they certainly can't understand the school system.
Yeah.
You know, that's something completely different. The guideline, due to the critical shortages, the Oregon Hospital Association releases guidelines designed to help healthcare workers choose between patients who need medical treatment if they've exhausted every other option to care for patients. The guidelines will help hospitals create a system to rank patients based on their likelihood of short-term survival. So what that tells me is just what the Republicans were saying was going to happen under Barack Obama when the Affordable Care Act came into play, that the older patients were going to be the last to get treatment. Now, you know, when you get to that point, it only makes sense that the persons who have the best chance of surviving, whatever it is, mm-hmm. should be the ones that we should work towards saving, right?
That's the idea of triage, yes. That if somebody dies that you could have saved, given the resources and manpower that you have, that's a failure. That, yes, you have to figure out how to run those numbers, because that's what it is.
And that's the point. That is what is taking place. And that is what's going to continue to move across this nation. And heaven forbid, if you're like my dad was 2 years ago in the nursing home and ravaged with COVID. And there's just not a whole lot they're going to be able to do when people are dying all around, younger people. They're certainly not going to do what they can with the precious resources to save a 92-year-old person with COVID.
Yeah, and what's really horrifying, like it's actually scary to me, is that triage isn't just a switch that they flip. Okay, we're triaging now. No, it's a sliding scale that goes far. Eventually, you're prioritizing people that may look outwardly healthy, but based on, you know, not arbitrary, but based on numbers and test results and stuff, where it's decided who gets treatment. And that's what's so scary, because it doesn't just stop at, for example, elderly people who are who are really at risk, and a healthy person who, you know, stands a better chance.
Well, and all the more reason why people should take care and be careful about dealing with the subject at hand. And that's how do you do everything within your power to stop the spread of this virus? You know, you can't, on the one hand, not have done everything within your power to try to prevent it from spreading. And then when it spreads and one of your loved ones gets caught up in that, that now all of a sudden you want to finger point at a system and say, look, the system is broken. When we haven't done all that we can within our power, you know, to stop the spread of it.
Even worse, we're behaving in a way that really multiplies these problems. You know, we're hurting it. We're hurting these systems. We're hurting ourselves so much.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got all these people who didn't know whether or not they had been affected, and they all ran to the emergency rooms.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
To the hospital.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah. I know. And yet you haven't done anything in many instances to prevent the spread. But when you think that it's you've contracted it, you're the first one at the emergency room. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, and crying and asking for help. I can understand if you've done everything within your power, knowing what we're up against. But if you haven't done anything, an ounce of prevention, Evan.
That's exactly it, too.
I know.
A little effort, man. Just a little effort, a little forethought.
Yeah, man. And so this is not going away soon. There's still time for people to do the right thing. Anyway, I got to get out of here. Thank you, Evan, for a great week. Thank everybody for tuning in to the new Earl Ingram Show. We're going to really be doing some great things in the coming future of the show. So be safe, everybody. Do what you need to do to protect yourself and others. I'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show on the new 540 AM WAUK. See you later.
Take care, my friend.